26.
Family First Community Chicken, how may I help you?
Yes, hi, this is Latasha Byrne. I just got a call.
Yeah, hi, Latasha. So I was just giving you a call back. There was a message that it was a problem with your direct deposit.
Yes.
So you submitted the information for your direct deposit, and it was put into the system. That's where the money went.
Brown, Latasha. But it's nothing in my direct deposit. And the statement doesn't say direct deposit.
Hold on. Yeah, it went into the checkings account, the account ending on 54529.
Okay, okay. Yeah, there's no money in my checking account. Brown, Latasha.
You have Arthur Brown.
You said my, yes. What's the, you said the account number and the name was?
4529.
4529073. It don't end in 4529.
So hold on, let me just put up what was submitted. So your routing number we have that this the what you had put in is 03110127.
Mm-hmm.
The account number is 766154529.
No. 073, and I made sure that I didn't mess up with that.
So I don't see those last digits on there.
Okay, so what's the next move? No, what's the next move? Like, what happens now?
We would have to wait for the check to bounce back.
Oh,
and
okay, we'll
have to reissue it.
But y'all don't have the right account number. So can that be 6?
Yeah, I'm going to try to fix it for you right now.
I'm not going to stay with this agency. This is too much.
4529.
I know for a fact what I said.
I mean, I can screenshot and send it to you. I personally wasn't the one that put it in. There's like two of us that put it in. But this is what the other person went off of, whatever you had put on the sheet. So can the account number, can we go over that again? The 766154529. You said there was numbers after that.
073.
Okay. And that was all you did. You just only did this form, right? You never sent, like, a copy of your information to the other person?
It was a direct
deposit.
Yeah, it was a direct deposit form that came directly from my bank that was sent to the link. When I pushed that in, it automatically supposedly went to you guys.
Right, but you entered the numbers, is what I'm saying.
Yes, I entered the numbers. Mm-hmm. And the form was also sent. Unless the form didn't go through, which I'm trying to look now.
Okay, because I don't see an attachment. I only see that you attach your ID and your social. That's why I was asking if you might have sent it to the person that you spoke to when you were first being onboarded.
I've talked to so many people, I don't even know who is who. I can't never get nobody on the phone. I always have to get a call back, and it's a lot. I just left the agency for the same reasons, and then I come to this agency. I'm really completely unsatisfied with what's been going on so far. Really am. It's like a lot of lack of communication.
Yeah, I really can't speak on anyone else or who you've been reaching out to. Once I got the message, I had reached out because I am one of the other people that do direct deposits. So anytime that it's an issue, my job is to try to fix the issue. So you said the routing number is fine, but the account number, we missed it by three numbers because it's not on here.
Okay, can you repeat the account number to me, please?
Sure. So you gave me 766-15-45-29073.
Okay.
That's correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. No problem. So
and there's no time frame. We don't know how long this is going to take.
Let me, because you know what? I've had this happen to someone else, and they called the bank, and they were able to get it into the correct account. How they did it, I have no clue. But they were actually
able. Yeah, because, I had no money, and I didn't switch from an agency to come to this agency. I had to wait to get a paycheck, and then I have the paycheck, and I don't have no money.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if maybe that's something that you can do because, like I said, I had someone else that had called the bank and explained to them what happened, and they were just, they were able to retrieve the money.
Oh, I need to call the bank, you're saying? Or you guys
can
call
right.
the bank?
Right. You. And you can just explain to them what happened. And like I said, if somebody else did it and they were able to get their money. Not sure if the bank you're with would be able to do that, but yeah, they were able
but
to.
But that doesn't make sense for me
the
to.
Right account.
But for me to call them and tell them that doesn't make sense because I can be lying, saying anything about anyone. That sounds like something your financial department do because they're going to ask for your account information. I don't know that information.
This is your so
I suppose
information,
just,
though.
No, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is I suppose to call them and say, hey, my job deposited my account, but it's in the wrong, had the wrong account number. How would they verify that I'm being truthful? Whereas if you guys do it, you have the check number it was, your routing, your information where it came from.
So the money goes into your account, so it's all your information. It's not ours. I mean, people make mistakes. It was just you missed it by three numbers.
I don't think I missed it by three numbers, but okay.
I mean, I'm just going off of what's on the sheet. Yeah, because we can't make any changes to that sheet. That's totally up to you if you want to try to talk to them. Like I said, I've seen other people do it, and they were able to get their money right away.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I guess we'll just keep you updated, or if you can just let me know if you're able to, if they're able to give you the money right away. If not, we would have to wait for it to bounce back.
And your name is?
My name is Tamidi, last name Martinez.
Okay, and I can call this number directly there?
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.